would say. I would just say hold or stand still.
Mm-hmm. And what if he wanted her to lift her leg and get it out of the way?
Well, I would just pick her foot up and kind of slide it around, more or less.
How about calling calves? What would you do to them?
Oh, well, you usually say, sis calves. Mm-hmm.
Did you find the lamb?
He's probably
lamb.
Your old dad had twin lambs. He hadn't done no good. That like he was starving, so I just jerked him off and brought him over here. And he hadn't been doing no good. He kind of penny acting. No sheep is, they don't have any willpower. Anything will kill
them. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. What would you call your horses if you wanted to come in from a pasture?
Well, I would call them by their first names, most of them. Get him in. Give him a think of that, baby.
Just like a wagon, isn't it?
That's hot.
On its side, it has only two wheels.
It's hot. You got a can of peaches, huh?
How about your pigs, if you want them to come at feeding time?
Oh, you say pig, pig, pig.
Mm-hmm. Your sheep?
Sheep can call them. What is it? Missouri in it. They have them hog calling contest. Yeah. I bet that is a try to show.
Oh, I bet it is. I bet it's a real picnic here.
I bet it is, too. All day celebration.
How about your sheep, if you want them to come in?
How do you call sheep, huh? You just holler, sheep. I'd get them in about as fast as they did. Let out a big war hoop. When one starts, the whole bunch will be there.
And chickens?
Well, I'll just say chickens, I guess.
Chicken.
What do you call it?
Here, chicken.
Well, here they come, don't they? It doesn't take them very long to learn.
Isn't that funny how lamb low would learn human's voice, mm-hmm. words like that. You know, when all said and done, animals not be dumb, are they?
No, not when their stomach is involved.
I did say that humans got as dumb as anything, human race.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you take a car wreck or a fire up town here, people are running with each other. Get up there and be the first one to see a car wreck, see somebody killed.
Mm-hmm.
But you take a car wreck or a fire, and you can't drive a bunch of cows up to it. Save your soul. And humans, they can't wait to see somebody dying or somebody burn out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why it is.
I was over in Custer City about 3 weeks ago, I guess. On the way back, I passed a car that had just turned over.
Mm-hmm.
The guy was crawling in the windshield to pull somebody out. I went about 100 yards and then stopped and turned around and went back. He got two women out. Well, it was a 52 Chevy, Club Coupe. And the hole was about like that. We got a woman out that was about that big around. Well, she came right through there.
One get out.
And one of them was pretty well bruised, but neither of them was hurt.
Yeah. What do you think of them safety belts on cars? You think
I like them. This little Chevy too has one. I like it.
I think I'd be a law someday, don't you?
Yeah. It's a lot easier to ride in. Really.
Yeah, I bet
it
is.
Holds you down and you don't bounce all over and you don't fight the seat and fight the road. Yeah, they were.
Yeah, it sure does.
I heard about an accident in Tulsa, I guess it was about 2 weeks ago, where a kid got hit by a train. He had a seat belt. It didn't do him any good. He came apart. But his seat belt held.